This is Ethically Speaking with Denny Elliott and Dean Ritz.
In reason we trust. Choose life. I'm for choice. Go Florida Gators!
Some states allow you to choose and pay for a special message on your license plate. Often a portion of the fee is directed to a charitable organization.
And sometimes the extra money just stays in the state coffers. You're just paying for the privilege of displaying a particular message. Shouldn't people just buy bumper stickers?
That's a valid question, especially when no charitable monies get generated. Rationally, bumper stickers should suffice, but people would rather have the message on their license plate than on a sticker. So what's the difference?
A message on a state-issued ID, especially one that must be displayed at all times, lends the weight of the state to the message. It carries state endorsement. The proof is this: not all messages are allowed. Can you imagine a state issuing a plate that read, "Bring back slavery"? How about "Subjugate women"? "Support child abuse"? Of course not.
The state exclusion of some messages implies state support of others, and that's not appropriate use of state power.
Ethically speaking, the difference is between allowing free speech and endorsing particular speech. The state honors free speech on our bumper stickers, but should not put the state seal of approval on any of these messages.
Vanity plates might be one interesting exception. These messages are defined by the car's owner, not the state. But still, the state filters out potentially offensive messages. Perhaps it is more consistent to leave license plates to the state name and random letter and number combinations and let bumper stickers, not license plates, do the talking.
Ethically Speaking is a co-production of the University of South Florida, St. Petersburg, and the University of Montana. Support from the Montana Committee for the Humanities and Metropolitan Water District of Southern California. Music by Eric Hutchins.